every now and then we take a look at Florida. You know, Florida seems to have crazy stories. We always like to take a look at the crazy stories that are especially around the area. Indiana, last hour. Ohio. Congratulations, Ohio. You have made the show.
Jacqueline Fortner took her dog outside first thing this morning and in the dark didn't notice the stranger on her couch.
Yeah, that's kind of terrifying. Oh,
That's a double take.
When she came back inside, her boyfriend had made his way to the living room.
Yep.
And he was yelling.
Yep.
My boyfriend yells at me, get upstairs, there's somebody in our house.
That's kind of scary.
That's terrifying.
The man had crawled through a window, helped himself to a bunch of Easter candy.
Delicious.
Hopefully the crumbs still on the couch where he took his uninvited nap.
So wait.
Probably had the good stuff like the Reese's eggs.
Hang on a second.
The full-size Kit Kats.
It is May.
Yeah.
Who still has Easter candy hanging around the house?
Two hands up.
Both of you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Our intern and Kelly?
This girl.
You have Easter candy still in your house?
Yes. That stuff is delicious still.
What kind of animal are you?
I'm an animal that still is enjoying some little Easter chocolate eggs. Yum, 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 yum. Yes.
Over a month after the holiday, yes, you still have Easter candy.
Yep, yep, yep. Absolutely. Yepity, yep, yep. Yep, yep, yep. Delicious.
Okay, I don't even know. I don't even know who you are anymore.
Have you met me? Of course I'd be doing this. I stretch Halloween candy well into, as you know, past Christmas. Yeah.
What?
I don't care. That stuff is made
to
last.
You can't mix the Halloween and the Christmas candy.
You can.
You can't mix the...
1,000% you can.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I can't let that stuff go to waste. I'm going to
just
I'm
like you can't
it.
Mix the, like, Valentine's Day candy and the Easter candy
what
together.
What are you talking about? Of course you can. Of course you can. It's chocolate. There's plenty of preservatives in there to make that last forever.
This guy did eventually leave and he got arrested.
That's great.
You're still rocking the Easter candy?
Of course I am. Of course.
I give the Easter candy maybe 1, maybe 2 weeks.
See, you're
tops.
And
then I get rid of it.
Savage.
I get rid of it.
Why, sir?
Cut it. Nikki just texted us and said, we got Easter candy too. What kind of animal savages are you?
Absolutely, because they're doing life right. You're wasting perfectly good Easter candy that, again, has preservatives in there that should make it last like a good long while. It melts perfectly in your mouth.
Great.
Team Easter candy for as long as you possibly can.
Then you know what?
I'll rock it in the summer. I don't care.
You are putting your house at risk of a break-in.
Oh.
Of a guy who's hard up for some Easter
because
candy.
Because I'm announcing it to everyone. Like,
absolutely.
Come eat my Easter candy. Take a nap on my comfy couch.
I haven't had Easter candy in my house for over a month.
That's a no-fly zone for you.
Yeah, no fly zone. Yeah. Sorry. Yep. I'm even going to hang up a sign. No Easter candy here. Sorry. Go to Kelly's house.
I will put this little disclaimer out. I do lock my windows. I do lock my doors. Even put a little piece of wood in the sliding glass door down.
We're getting text messages. I still have a bag of peanut butter M&Ms from Valentine's Day.
Yeah!
Okay, you just go home.
Oh, you guys are my people. They're all coming out of the woodwork. Come on.
Chana texted us and said, why is Ben so wrong today on the candy topic?
See?
Stretch it for
Thank
months.
You.
Hang on a second.
Right now, all my
still
people.
Have Halloween candy in the pantry drawer?
I stand with that. I will stand with that. As a certified chocoholic,
Stop.
All the candy people.
Easter candy
out.
From last year.
All right, well,
some people are texting in.
It's getting iffy, but
where you're drawing the line?
A year? What
that's
else?
Where you're drawing the line?
Listen, I'll still sacrifice my body to try it.
2 weeks in our house and it's done.
That's too savage.
Doesn't matter.
You're never going to get anyone to support you on that, ever. Ever.
Greg's like, we still have Easter and Halloween candy. Like, all these people are saying they still have Halloween candy.
Oh, holiday candy people! All of this is great. Let's have a meeting.
Jack, who is in our work, he always has like little treats and candies that are holiday themed there in his office, which is suspect. But he once tried to mix in the Halloween and the Christmas candy.
Jack.
And so he had to get rid of the Halloween candy.
Jack, I wish he would have come to me with that. Jack, I'm right down the hall. You come dump that stuff in my office because I will eat it. Forever.
Michelle texted and said, I really hope Ben means gluttonously eating it when he says getting rid of it after a certain amount of time.
He means throw it in the trash.
I mean, just get it done. Get it out of here.
You know what? That should be a crime. That's a crime against humanity. Get in my belly.
Okay.
I don't care how long it's been around. Get
right,
in
so,
my
hey,
belly.
Congratulations, Ohio. You've made the show.
That's great. And you've divided the studio.
Yeah.
But everyone's on Team Kelly. Have you noticed that? Everyone's on Team Kelly.
On DJX.